This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Thank you for joining us for hour number two, and we are joined by a new guest we've never had on the show before. Definitely. Excited to talk to...
New to everybody else, but I've had some interaction with our guest.
You have? Well, then why don't you introduce him?
Yes, Dan Anheuser from Inspired Closets. Yes.
Yes.
I did a home inspection for you about 10 years ago.
You did two of them.
Actually, yeah, you're right. I did two of them, yes. So
the first one didn't go well, and we had to go to a second house? Is that what happened?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. That's what it was.
That'll happen once in a while.
Yes, it does.
Definitely. That's why you get an inspection, right?
That's so why you get an inspection.
Yes. Well, welcome to the show here, and you brought a guest with you as well.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I brought my daughter, Alice.
Yes.
Hi, good morning, Alice.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Alice. So we're here to talk about... it's bizarre home decorating, but also inspired closets as well, right?
Yes. My wife and I, we own two businesses.
Okay.
Started out with bizarre home decorating. My grandma and grandpa started it back in 1969. We started selling fake fur remnants by the pound. So my grandpa... Fake fur remnants. So my grandpa was a serial entrepreneur, and he was working for a fake fur manufacturer, and they were throwing away all the scraps at the end of the day, and he's like, I can make a business out of this.
Yeah.
And so he opened what was at the time called Bizarre Factory Outlet, and he had like the templates and everything to make stuffed animals, mittens, vests, whatever you could think of, and got going that way. And then my parents purchased it back in the early 80s, and during the energy crisis started making warm window shades, got us into window treatments and drapery fabrics and wallpaper, and we've constantly evolved towards the needs of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we are a full-service custom window treatment and bedding. So we do everything from smart shades, full home automation, down to a simple just I need a cellular shade in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever a customer is looking for, we do that. And then in 2010, during when the economy took a downturn, my dad and I, we added another revenue source and added custom closets. And was able to grow that into its own separate entity 8 years ago as Inspire Closets. And so we are the Milwaukee dealership for Inspire Closets, which is the new national brand of custom closets. We're not a franchise, but we're a collection of independently owned and operated businesses operating under the same brand name.
Okay. So basically anything you can think of in a closet, cabinetry, hanging things, you know, dressing areas, that kind of thing in closets?
Yes, so we do closets, reach-in, walk-in, full boutique closets with the lights, but then also home offices, garages, pantries.
Oh, yeah.
Probably our number two area that we're doing right now is pantries. So we'll do the primary bedroom closets, pantries, linen closets, kids' closets. Yeah. Anywhere where you're having a problem with storage, we're your solution.
I've seen a couple closets where you walk in and go, wow.
Yeah.
You know, this is about as big as my bedroom.
Yes.
And the amount of storage in there is... It's amazing.
If you went through the Parade of Homes this year?
I did not get there this year. I don't know if you, did you?
No.
Okay.
We did the Berg House.
Okay.
All the closets in there.
Okay.
I mean, people are putting TVs in their closets and outlets. And I mean, it's a room at this point.
Beverage centers.
I mean, in the closet.
Yes.
Let's go party in the closet. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Some people take a little time to get ready.
That's true.
To go out.
They do.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Start the day right.
Yeah.
You can make it as beautiful as you want it.
Yeah.
That's the, it becomes the man cave. Like, get out of the, I'm watching Desperate Housewives. Go watch football in the closet. All right. Tell people where they can find you online.
Yeah. Sure. So online or for Bizarre Home Decorating, it's Bizarre, BAZAARHDC for Home Decorating Center or InspiredClosetsMilwaukee.com.
Okay.
All right.
And the showroom?
The showroom. So we have two showrooms that are in the same building. It's 21950 Watertown Road. The address is Waukesha, Wisconsin. Our location's in Brookfield, but our address is Waukesha.
Okay. Yeah.
It's right in kind of Capitol and 124th, just kind of northwest of there?
No, that's our competitor.
Didn't you used to be there?
Nope.
I am so sorry about that.
That's okay.
That's,
So since 1986, we've been on the corner of Springdale and Watertown Road, which is over by the Sam's Club and Marcus Majestic in Waukesha.
Okay.
The Red Rooster is right across the street.
Oh, yeah.
We're right next to the Quick Trip right on the corner.
Got it. Got
the
it.
Building with the black awnings.
Okay. I've seen that. That was a great description. I know exactly where you're talking about.
Right, exactly.
All right, it is 8:12. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. We're talking closets. We're talking blinds, shades, drapery.
Drapery, absolutely. Yeah. So hot right now.
Yeah, a lot of drapery. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that. I saw windows, and I'm seeing more and more of that coming back.
And it says bedding, too, on your...
And bedding, yes. So we do headboards, bedding.
Murphy beds.
Murphy beds. Yeah, so we can do the Murphy bed, and we can do the bedding on the Murphy bed.
And,
so.
And when we go to commercial here, I actually have to show you a couple pictures of a house that I saw this week. You're gonna freak.
So lots of things you can ask questions on when it comes to this. Dan and Alice with us for the next 45 minutes or so. It is a Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Bucks Lakers with a 7 p.m. tip-off at Fiserv tonight. Dayton and David here. We are joined by Dan Anhauser and Alice Anhauser, his daughter. How are you?
Good.
Good? You're hanging in there over there?
Yeah.
All right.
So do you do sales at the showroom or not? No, you're just personality on the radio and on commercials.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
She does the meet and greet.
Yes.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. Doing a good job. Okay, so I'm looking at the website Bazaar, BazaarHDC.com. So if you're gonna Google, it's Bazaar Home Furnishings. It comes up. It says over 1 million windows beautified since 1969. You guys have been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
And a lot of different houses.
A lot of different houses. We've seen a lot of different situations. We're very used to the Milwaukee market, and we know, you know, when you go into Wauwatosa, it's going to be like this. And we're doing an old home right now, a 100-year-old home, and doing window treatments and having the experience of being able to do it with all the windows tilt in and making sure that we can put shades on that's still going to operate. There's value in calling the experts. So
sure.
Excellent.
And is there a reason I would use one type of shade or curtain on one side of my house versus another? Does it make difference efficiency-wise, or is it all about looks and the look I'm going for?
That's all personal. So some people, they come in, they say, I want the same shade throughout because I want everything to look like exactly the same from the outside.
Okay.
Great, we can do that for you. Or, you know, I want each of these different rooms to function differently. Great, we can help you out with different products for that. Window treatments has grown so much. We're an authorized Hunter Douglas dealer. And so we have over 125 shades on display in our showroom. Wow. And so the options are unlimited for what we can provide for window treatments. And so coming into our showroom, we have about 7,500 square feet of space. And being able to see everything that we can do really makes a difference. And then the designer you work with then comes out to your home and does the final measure color consultation. But
do you work, I'm sure, with a lot of builders, new construction to get stuff, motorized shades and things. You got to get either wiring and stuff there. I know somebody who would say, well, I want this, but I don't know what I want until I see the room.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a lot of people who are like, okay, let's get it. Let's work with the builder. We'll get it there. But once the room's there, then you decide colors or styles or something.
All the time.
Yeah.
A lot of times we'll help the homeowner pre-wire the whole entire house or where they believe they want window treatments, and then we're always adding extra shades with batteries somewhere else. But then, usually it's like the primary bedroom, bathrooms will get shades on when they move in.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they're not living in a complete fishbowl. But then when they get into the living room, get into your kitchen space and really feel it and then know what they want.
Yeah.
All the people know what they want, and we help them out with that.
Yeah. I imagine also west-facing living rooms or something, you need to control the amount of sunlight you're getting in those rooms at times.
Yes. And so that usually comes down to what level of privacy is the client looking for. Are they looking just to cut down on the sun coming in the west end? Or are they looking to have privacy too? Because we have products like screen shades where they'd be able to still maintain their view but cut down on all the heat and coming in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we talk about maintenance a lot, on this show, maintaining your furnace and, changing your furnace filter and everything. Maintenance on window shades and your blinds and drapes?
So if you buy cordless shades, ones where there's a handle and you can push them up, pull them down. Pretty much every shade has the ability to be cordless. You don't want it to sound like a set it and forget it where you just pull the shade down and leave it down. You do want to exercise that shade about once a week, just making sure that the components keep operating. Mm-hmm. And just so when you leave, just roll the shade up, and then when you come back, pull the shade back down. Otherwise, when you go to use it, it may or may not work. But when you buy a shade from us, we have our 10-year warranty, which is the longest in the area. We fix everything for free right in our showroom. And so bring the shade back into us, and we'll fix it right there. So we do repairs not only on shades that we sold, but we'll repair. We're a Hunter Douglas authorized service center. So if your shade's under warranty with Hunter Douglas, bring it into us. We'll be able to fix it for you right in our showroom again. Or if you have another product, bring it in. We can take a look at it. We try to fix as much as we can. However, with the age of shades, a lot of people are bringing in shades that are old enough to vote and old enough to drink. And those get really hard to find parts for. As soon as you start getting 15, 18, 21 years old, those shades are really hard to find parts for.
So they must be able to be detached pretty easily then.
All the shades.
If you're asking the homeowner to bring them in.
Yep. Yeah. The brackets. We have an extensive YouTube channel that shows how to take down a lot of shades, put them back up just for that purpose as well. Because we want to be able to, you know, what we sell, we take a lot of pride in being able to sell a product that is fixable and that's not just a disposable product. We want to make sure what we put up in your window that will last for 7, 12, 15 years.
Sounds very similar to our last guest we just had on the show. Buy good stuff and it'll last. It can be fixed and not just thrown in a landfill.
Absolutely.
Perfect. When we come back,
that seems to be a fairly common theme among all of our guests here on the Fix It Show.
Do it right. Do it well. So coming up next, I think we should quiz David Nason on the 9 types of window treatments. There's 9 types of window treatments.
You're quizzing me or Dan?
Yeah, you.
Me.
See if you know. I know Dan knows. He did. Check them out. It's bazaarhdc.com. BazaarHDC.com. For that side of the business, Inspired Closets is the other side. You can find them at InspiredClosetsMilwaukee.com. We'll be right back. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Already 60 degrees in Milwaukee on the way up to a high of 64. So we're going to gain 4 degrees over the course of the day. Cloudy, windy, a slight chance of showers, but not too bad. Dayton Kane and David Nason here. We have Dan Anhauser from Inspired Closets and Bazaar Home Decorating. His daughter Alice on with us as well. Good morning to you guys. Thank you for coming in today. How are you doing? Holding in?
Good.
Doing good?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
She's 8?
Eight.
All right, you're getting her ready to go take over the family business because you guys have been a family business for how many years now?
56 years.
56 years. Yes. Wow, longer than I've been alive.
So you're second generation?
Third.
You're third. Okay.
Okay, working on the fourth.
Yep. Working on the fourth.
Bringing the fourth
I love
in.
It.
Excellent.
I love it. So going into the break, I saw on your website there are 9 types of window treatments. Is that right? Shades, drapes?
Well, I thought you were going to quiz me.
Blinds. That's the only ones I could think of. Shades, drapes, blinds.
I guess I'm done.
There's 6 more we're missing. Okay, so go through them. What are all our options here?
Sure. So there's the traditional blinds where we're talking mini blinds, wood blinds. Do very little of those nowadays.
Okay.
They're dust collectors.
Yeah, they are.
People have had them. You know, they like. Oh. You know, if you really like them, we get them. But they're not made the same nowadays as they used to be. Like everything else, the materials have been to keep the same price point. They kind of change the materials a little bit. Shades are probably our number one category. So when I say shade, you're talking like a honeycomb shade. So the Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb is still our best-selling product. Has been for probably 20, 25 years since we started selling Hunter Douglas.
Okay.
And then you have sheer shades, which are a multifunction product, which the shade, you can come down and the shade will give you complete privacy. But then you can have another step and it'll open up like a blind does and you'll be able to see out. So like the silhouette window shade will allow you to see out. It has 2 layers of shears on it. You can see out during the day. People can't see in. So it gives you what's called daytime privacy. At night, that vision is completely switched. And now people can see in and you can't see out. And so you close it back down to get your privacy. So that way it can block 88% of the UV rays coming in, while still allowing you to see out, which is our number 2 product, the silhouette. And then we have shutters, I think, are on there. Shutters are The second best energy efficient product you can buy, the Duet Honeycomb Shade, is the most energy efficient product.
Okay.
It's got three layers of cellular shade. It creates three air pockets to protect your window or your room from the cold air or the hot air coming in. But then a shutter is the second best energy efficient product. I mean, wood is a great insulator.
Mm-hmm.
And your windows are the biggest energy hole that you have in your house. And it's good to cover up, no matter how good your windows are, still covering them up or protecting them from the elements is recommended.
Is that interior or exterior?
Interior.
Interior shutters.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it says roller shades, Roman shades, drapery, sheer shades, blinds, vertical window coverings, woven shades, plantation shutters, honeycomb. There's so many options, and coming into the showroom, I would think, would be the best place to start, right?
All of our designers are certified Hunter Douglas, so they know all the products. They know the right places to put it and the wrong places to put it to help you prevent any mistakes and something that you might not want to do.
Okay, perfect. We got another half hour to go. 855-616-1620. If you have questions, we'd love to hear from you. It is Inspired Closets, which we can talk more about as well, and Bazaar Home Decorating. Thank you for coming in. We're going to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center, though, with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dayton.
Dayton and Dayton. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for listening. It is the Fix-It Show, and we do have Dan and Alice from Inspired Closets and Bazaar Home Decorating on with us, and we do have some texts at 855-616-1620.
So somebody texted in, we just bought a new construction condo. We were told we could not drill into the fiberglass door to hang a shade or blind. Do you have any other options for installing a shade or blind on a door?
That is a great question. We get approached that sometimes. I don't know why they're not letting you drill into the fiberglass door.
You take it down, you got holes in the door, you know, so.
And a wood door, you'd have the same issue.
Which I would agree with you, because generally in condos, the condo owner owns doors and windows and things. So yeah, you would think that they would allow them, but apparently it's a rule not to. So
I have seen, we don't offer it, but I have seen magnetic brackets that could put on, but we don't sell it because if the wind blows the door open or closed, that shade's going to fall off and do damage.
And fiberglass wouldn't hold a magnet anyway. So
right, some kind of
two-sided tape,
product, possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly, but you just need to be.
That film you could put on the glass, you can do that window film.
Window film.
Okay.
Yeah. We could do a shade above the door.
Above the door. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we just make sure you open it before you open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do that on French doors.
Sure, in swing French doors, mm-hmm. Yeah, because otherwise, if you open the door, the shade's gone, right?
Well, yes.
What about outside? Do you do outside screens or shades?
Yes. So we're really involved with exterior screen shades. We do a lot with new home construction or building decks, and being able to create that outdoor screened-in porch atmosphere. So keeps the bugs out during the summer, keeps all the bugs out. Is able to keep the rain out, the wind out. The unique part about our product is that if it's 60, 70 mile per hour winds, you can still keep our shades down. They're held together in the tracks. Usually it's a zipper track that rides up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And we struggled for years with those zipper tracks in the winter time as it gets colder. You know, the shade contracts, pops the zipper, and now it takes two guys to go back out there to replace the fabric. We found a product that is put together with magnets. So as the shade contracts, the magnets release. The shade's free to move around, and then as it expands back out, the magnets reattach and it's held down.
Mm-hmm.
Same works with wind. As it gets really windy, the shade might blow around a little bit, but the magnets still hold it in place, give it freedom to move around so the material doesn't rip. It's been a complete game changer for our business and our industry to be able to offer this product. And we're doing a lot on homes like Lake Michigan, down in Lake Geneva, being able to where people want, when they have a party and they want to be able to use that outdoor space, they want that space. By putting our shades in, we'll block any elements. If it's storming out, thunderstorm, whatever, they'll still be able to use their porch.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Another one here says, do you clean shades? We had a roof leak before replacing our roof and now have water stains on one of the shades. Scott from Brookfield.
No, we do not clean shades.
Yeah.
But there's a service out there called White Glove.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know the funny thing about that? The guy who owns the White Glove business, he's the brother of Tony Shalhoub.
What?
Yes.
From
Monk?
Monk. Absolutely.
That's funny.
Because when I worked at Kelman, you know, we'd do water restoration. I mean, he walked in once and I was like, And I'm like, he goes, yep, he's my brother. I was like, holy cow.
They look alike.
They're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, yep. I knew that.
And yeah. So that's kind of funny. So yeah, white glove cleaning.
Okay, yes. We've been talking a lot about blinds and shades, but you have a whole other side, another company called Inspired Closets.
Yes.
And when I think closets, I think a closet. But then I go to your website and I see laundry room, home office, Murphy bed, entryway, entertainment. So this isn't just like my closet in my bedroom. No. You guys can help.
A shelf and pole. Not anymore.
What my wife and I like to say is we calm the chaos in your home.
Ooh, I like
it. So every house has a space where it's just cluttered. You don't have the right storage solutions. It just doesn't work for you. We come in and we professionally design it. Our installers come in. Everyone's an employee of ours. We use no subcontractors. And we'll come in and we'll give you a solution and a place for everything and calm the chaos and make it exciting for you to go in and use that space and take that stress out.
So you have a kennel to put my dog in?
So we can closet?
Help. Yeah, yeah. No,
we don't offer a lot of products, but we can help you find other products.
There you go.
We get really involved in our projects.
So. He's the chaos in our house. That's all I'm saying. So I do have a question. So will you come in and do an overview of the whole house? Like, not so I've got little cubby holes, built-ins in my house. I got closets. I've got shelving. Like, will you assess and go, okay?
We can move this here and build this here
for you, and then this will all make more sense. Or is it just one space you're looking at and going?
Sometimes one space affects another space, affects another space. Okay, so it could be a one reach-in closet. All of a sudden, it can be seven because you know you're using these two closets for out of season storage.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they're in your garage. Putting shelving and things in your garage.
Yes, we just did our garage, and it has been an absolute game changer for us. It puts a smile on my wife's face every time she comes home.
Excellent.
Opens the garage door. There's a new floor in there. The cabinets, the slat wall, a place for everything. Get everything off the floor. Right?
Right, Alice is shaking her head.
You'll learn someday, a happy wife, happy life.
I couldn't recommend doing garages more. It's calm the chaos. When you open your garage door, you're not like hurry up and closing it so the neighbors don't see your garage because you're embarrassed by it. We can make your garage a space where you absolutely love
cars. And it allows you to park your cars in your garage.
Yeah, how many people leave their cars outside while all their stuff is stuffed into the garage?
Because they have too much stuff, they have no organization.
Yeah. It's chaos.
Give you the ability to park your cars in your garage. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
Calm the chaos. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, so if people want to get in touch with Inspired Closet, same showroom?
Same showroom.
Same destination anyway. Yes,
right. Same destination. Mm-hmm. Inspired Closets on the right side of the building, Bazaars on the left side, and our offices in the middle. But we walk people back and forth all day long.
Okay. And where is that again?
21950 Watertown Road. We're on the corner of Watertown and Springdale Road in the town of Waukesha.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's open when?
So we're open today from 10 to 2, and then Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5.
Okay.
Closed on Sundays and Mondays.
All right.
Good. We're going to take another break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. That is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Dan and Alice here from Inspired Closets and Bazaar Home Decorating. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
844, 61 on the way up to a high of 64 today, but it's going to be cloudy and windy. There's a slight chance of showers, but not too bad, but just be prepared for that. Yep. Dayton Kane and David Nason here with Dan from Inspired Closets and Bazaar Home Decorating. And you guys have any specials going on right now?
Absolutely, we do. So right now we have the last, month and a half left of the government, the $1,200 energy tax credit. So 30% of the purchase of Duet Honeycomb Shades from Bazaar will allow you to claim a 30% tax rebate. That ends at the end of the year, and there is no signs that energy tax credit coming back. So it's the same like energy tax credit you get for appliances, roofs, everything. It also applies to window treatments, and Hunter Douglas is the only one that I'm aware of that qualifies for energy tax credit.
Okay, because it's an energy saver. You put those down, and it helps keep everything efficient. And
yes.
And you have financing.
And so we have right now we're running – usually we're running a special. It's like 10% off plus or – 12 months refinancing. For the month of November, we are offering 10% off and 12 months refinancing.
Okay.
So same as cash. So come in, they can get whatever they need to, and then they have 12 months to pay it off.
And then for a limited time, free soft touch upgrade. What's soft touch upgrade on Silhouette window shades?
So soft touch is and think of it like instead of a remote control to operate your shades,
yeah,
there's an electric wand. So you push it up, the shade goes up. You pull it down, the shade comes down. Great for larger shades. Great for if you can't really reach that window, but you don't want to do the remote control, mm-hmm. you can go to the window and operate your shade with the soft touch, which is normally, I think, about a $189 upgrade. That's free.
Okay. All right.
And then we also have a brand new special out right now to help homeowners with the Duet Honeycomb shades. There is 25% off the PowerView upgrade. So the PowerView upgrade is normally $400. It would be $300 so that they can take their shade and make it a remote control shade now through the end of the month.
Is it all remote control or we have apps nowadays?
Yeah, everything's automated.
Yes.
So, yeah, both.
remote control, you can use an app. You can use your voice. We can help you hook it up with Alexa or
Really?
Google Home, Apple HomeKit. Whatever you're looking for, we can.
That's cool.
And yes. They have daylight sensors and nighttime sensors too, or not?
They don't have daylight sensors, nighttime sensors. They do. They can do it based on sunrise and sunset.
Well, I guess that's what I'm meaning. Yeah.
And so you can say, you know, 30 minutes after sunrise, do this.
Right. Okay.
I recommend talking with your wife first before doing that because I set it up in my house and then I got a phone call saying, "Hey, the shades are going up," and I just got out of the shower.
All right. Yeah, that's probably a good conversation to have before.
So yeah, it's you know those scenes you got to think about when are they going to be appropriate and stuff. Mm-hmm. But for family rooms, living rooms, spaces, like it's great being able to as though keep that sun out so you reduce any UV rays coming in, protect your home, protect that new floor that you have in there, or get the daylighting in so you can warm up during the wintertime. Now you can warm up your room and have all that sun come in. So. A lot of cool things. We can help walk you through all your different options. Solar chargers are now available for shade, so we can put a solar panel. We do a lot on all the higher windows, so you don't have to go back up there, change the batteries. Windows weren't wired for shades, but now we can put the shade up, put a solar charger on there, and you never have to worry about it again.
That is nice. I've been doing inspections. You're trying to use the remote, and you're like, "Well, I think you got to change the batteries." Mm-hmm. Well, who's going up there to change the batteries? So that's a nice option.
Yes.
Excellent.
Right. We have... Our installers like it because they don't have to go back to change batteries.
Sure, right? Yeah. Right. Lower maintenance. Not maintenance-free, low maintenance.
Lower. Yes. We have one segment left with Dan from Inspired Closets and Bazaar Home Decorating, 855-616-1620. If you have questions for him, that's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We thank you for listening to the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. We are always sponsored by Siding Unlimited and JMB Construction. And don't forget, you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. So Dan from Inspired Closets and Bazaar Heating or Bazaar Home Decorating has been with us all this hour. If you've missed it, just check out the podcast a little bit later this week and you'll get all of that. So let's do a little bit of a recap here for those who weren't here at the beginning of the show. Tell us about the two companies and where you're located, what you do.
We all got started with Bazaar Home Decorating with my grandma and grandpa. We are now a full-service window treatment business that does blinds, shades, drapery, valances, shutters, and bedding. So we can do motorized shades. We do smart shades. We do new home construction. If you got new windows, you need new window treatments. We work with various window companies. And then also, if you just need to upgrade the shades that you already have, we do all that. Our design consultants are ready to help you out and walk you through the whole process. We make it easy from consultation, design, measure, and installation. We take care of everything for you. And then back in 2010, we added custom closets as a product line, and we grew that to where it needed its own separate sales staff and installers and everything. And so we opened on the other half of our building. We opened up a new location called Inspired Closets, which is the new national brand of custom closets. And it's a collection of independently owned and operated businesses. We are not a franchise, which allows us to come to market at a reduced cost. We don't pay any franchise fees. Our vendor knows that if they help us sell, we buy from them and they'll grow. So it's a very unique partnership that's been working out incredibly well. So if you have a home that you recently built or it's been built and you just have a shelf and a pole or you have the wire racks, we're taking down those wire racks or taking down those shelf and pole all day long, every day. And putting up a useful solution to help you calm the chaos in your home.
And you can do it right. We have that wire pull thing in ours. And when we moved into the house, we loaded up our clothes. It crashed on them. Like, they didn't even hit a stud. Like, come on, people.
They're slapping them up so fast. And the closets are the forgotten part of your home when you're building a house.
Yeah.
Don't let it be forgotten. We can help you along the way. Get started if you're in the process of building. We're here to help. That's what we do all day long. You need storage solutions for your closets. Let us help you.
Okay. And you're out of Waukesha.
We're out of Waukesha.
Where's the radius where you'll go to people's homes to do consultations?
So we go about an hour away for larger projects. You know, if you start talking, you know, where it's a $7,000, $10,000 project, we'll go, you know, up to about an hour and 25 minutes, or hour and 15, hour and a half away, depending on the location.
So down to the Illinois border, to the lakefront, out to Junction City, Madison type area?
Yes, we're doing a lot down by the border, Lake Geneva, Town of Lyons area. They're building a lot of homes down there. Franklin, Oak Creek will go up north, about an hour north, and then out
to Sun Prairie. Almost to Fond du Lac,
basically. Almost to Fond du Lac, almost into Madison, we'd do Sun Prairie.
Okay. And how do people get in touch with you?
Get in touch, give us a call. Bizarre Home Decorating is 262-784-2448. Or Inspired Closets is 262-439-5577.
But if you call one, you can probably get connected to the other.
So our office staff is trained on both businesses. Yeah. And so
they can walk right next door and
they can help you. Fortunately, we have two different computer systems, but we can help get you set up with appointments for both, and then have window treatments come in. Then right behind it, we'll have our designers from Inspired Closets or vice versa.
What's the most bizarre thing you've seen in a closet? Can you answer that question?
You know,
a ton of stuffed animals, probably.
There's certain situations where you have a path that you're walking towards to the closet, and you just know, you know, this isn't, you need other help before we can do this.
Yeah.
So we see a little bit of the hoarding situations. Nothing outrageous and crazy. I mean, everyone lives differently, and so nothing that really stands out to me, but just a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. And that's what you're there then to help, right?
We're there then to help.
What'd you say? Calm the chaos?
Calm the chaos.
Let's figure out how to make this whole space work and get people set up in a nice, orderly fashion.
Make your home your favorite place to be.
Right.
Oh, man, he's full of the lines. Yeah, I love it.
Right.
Calm the chaos. Make your home your favorite place to be. Mm-hmm. You mentioned going into the garage. Most people nowadays aren't even using their front door. Right.
Yes.
We all got our garage door openers. We're pulling in the garage and we're going in our back door.
Yep.
So if you can make that garage space
an extension of your home, basically,
you know, that's the way to go in my mind, because it's your first impression of the home as you're coming in. And even guests nowadays seem to be coming through the garage door.
Coming through the garage. Because it takes too long to walk around to the front door. It's easier. They're your friends coming through the garage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make your garage look nice. Put everything behind doors so you don't see it.
Garages also have become almost a second living space for a lot of people, where they take the cars out and they got TVs out there and they got a beer fridge.
You finish the floor and do all kinds of stuff.
We're all part of that. Yep, you bet.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, great to have you on the show. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you as well.
And Alice?
Alice, you did a great job.
Yep.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
David?
Yes.
Have a good week.
Thanks. You too.
Are you here next week?
Yep.
I'm here next week. We'll do it all over again. It is the Fix-It Show every Saturday from 7 to 9. We do it. Coming up next, Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show. Thank you for listening to WTMJ.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.